Welcome to the Not Another Leadership Podcast, a conversation to help you increase your leadership influence. Today, we welcome back Nancy Burkett, Senior Career Development Coach for staff at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, as we discuss part two of our series on the value of staff development. We'll offer managers practical suggestions for facilitating developmental conversations with their employees. You've had people encourage you along your career development journey. Now it's your turn to have a simple conversation that can propel the success of others. We hope that by the end of this podcast, you will have the confidence to influence others through career development conversations. Hello, leaders. I'm your host, Brian Watkins, and I'm here again with my good friend and colleague, Nancy Burkett. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you for inviting me, Brian. It's a pleasure to join you and your listeners again.
We're glad to have you. We did a session for the value of staff development, and it was wonderful. We had some great feedback from that. And so we thought, let's record a podcast. So we recorded our first podcast. And so listeners, you can go and you can listen to part one. But we found out that we had enough content and enough things that we wanted listeners to know without even attending the session that we needed a part two. And so here we are. So, you know, what we know is that it is clear that managers are eager to learn more about how that they can support the career development of their teams.
Absolutely, Brian. In our last podcast, we assured managers that supporting staff development doesn't have to be an overwhelming task. Instead, we believe it's possible to weave this support into everyday interactions with your team. Brian, you know there's a quote of yours that I love to share with others.
Yes, absolutely. Development should be employee driven and manager supported.
Absolutely. Yes.
I hope it's an easy reminder for all leaders as they consider being, you know, in the moment of these developmental conversations. And when I meet with managers, you know, we talk a lot about how the core of staff development is really, it's dependent on the relationships and the conversations that they have with their staff.
Brian, that growth mindset that you shared in our session is such an important framework for managers. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about the growth mindset, including how a manager with that mindset helped launch your career?
Absolutely. I want you to think about, compared to your first job, is your current role considered maybe a promotion? Maybe it's a higher status, it's a higher position within the organization, whatever it may be. You know, more than likely, this may be a promotion or something that is bigger in the hierarchy or the salary, but it's underlined with the trust that you have within the organization, maybe with your leader. You have increased responsibility. There's knowledge that you have learned. There are skills that you have sharpened and improved, and you have a deeper understanding of the factors that impact the decisions that are being made. You know, so take a moment to think through your trajectory in your career. Who's helped you to encourage you to be at the level that you're at today? And did they simply say, check these boxes and you're going to move up the ranks? You know, I think back through the opportunities where my leaders were developing me, sometimes when I didn't even recognize it. During my undergrad work, I took a professional business writing course. I was practically an expert at drafting an email. Then I sent my first professional email in the work setting where I CC'd my manager. It took about 5 seconds of the email reaching her inbox before she was coming down the hall to help me restructure the entire email to meet the cultural and communication standards of the organization. I learned in that moment how to build relationships through sending email. I didn't learn that in my writing class. You know, ultimately, this deepened my institutional knowledge, and it helped me become a more successful communicator with the colleagues in various parts of the organization that I probably wouldn't have had if she didn't come and provide that feedback to me directly. What if she just let me sink or swim? She had a growth mindset that helped me get there. You know, a few years later, I had worked within the organization. I worked my way up to becoming a leader on the leadership team. And this increased responsibility was great, but it was also challenging for me, particularly in the areas of providing challenging feedback or communication. Thankfully, I had a more experienced leader who also helped me develop my skills to better communicate challenging information. From organizational restructuring, which impacted both people and the organization, demotions and, unfortunately, the occasional termination, and sometimes having to hold my colleagues accountable for their actions. All of these things were challenging for me, but my leader at the time understood that it was particularly hard for me not just to have the conversation, but why. And ultimately, it was because I didn't want to hurt others. So we had many conversations, and she helped me really develop my understanding, and she helped me understand and see how the challenging conversations were actually helping other individuals, maybe my colleagues, maybe various leaders at different levels within the organization, how it helped them see clarity, how it helped align individuals with our organizational standards to meet our culture, and it built deeper trusting relationships and respect with my colleagues. You know, these managers didn't solely focus on getting me trained to perform functions of the job, but they cared about what I wanted to do with my career. They cared about my development, and they practiced leadership through a growth mindset. Because of their leadership, my professional and leadership skills, my knowledge, my understanding of the organization, the trust that I built with my colleagues through the relationships, but also others throughout the organization, the level of responsibility that I had, all continued to grow, as well as my confidence.
I love that story, Brian. Fortunately, I've also had those supervisors who embrace the growth mindset and who realize advancement for staff today means moving forward and toward one's personal definition of career success. As a manager, you all can facilitate conversations that will aid employees in defining what they mean by career success. You can inspire insights, awareness, and action on the part of the employee. You take the lead in asking questions, but they own the action. And sometimes that action can lead to growing in place.
The coaching that Dr. Kirk provided me continually as I had to work through and learn and practice how to provide challenging conversations and provide that feedback to my colleagues and those things, that's really what made the biggest impact for me. You know, I think back and, you know, this is where the conversation really was employee driven and manager supported. And she would ask me some of the probing or thought provoking questions about how did the challenging conversation go? How did having feedback with your colleague or this person who you have to work with, how did that go? What was the result? What would you do the same? What would you do different? And I had to share my experience. And then she would end up asking further questions. And it really worked me through my own thoughts, my experience, my reflection of different situations. And I was able to continue my development in those moments.
You can help your employees grow in place and support their retention by exploring stretch goals and activities with them, uncovering their natural strengths through Clifton Strengths, and investing in employee training, certification, and development. When you meet with your staff, ask them these questions. What kind of work do you want to be doing? What problems do you want to solve? What challenges do you want to confront? What materials, issues, and clients do you want to work with? What achievements do you want to attain? And what legacy do you want to leave?
And leaders, we believe that it's certainly important for you to consider reframing career development so that the responsibility really rests with the employee. And your role is more about prompting, guiding, reflecting, exploring ideas, or activating enthusiasm to drive action. Your role centers around talking about rather than actually doing the heavy lifting of development. As leaders, we have to reframe career development from attending a series of lectures or workshops to a series of ongoing conversations. rather than as a part of the annual performance review or a scheduled activity, so that you have the flexibility and the chance to develop your staff organically when and where authentic opportunities happen.
I love the idea of ongoing conversations around career development. There's a wonderful book we recommend called Help Them Grow or Watch Them Go by Beverly Kay and Julie Winkle Giuliani. In the book, they talk about how to structure those conversations and the three types of developmental conversations managers need to have with their employees. Can you share more with us, Brian?
Yeah, glad to. You know, first of all, a career conversation is completely unbalanced in favor of your employees. You know, if you're doing your job well, they should be doing 90% of the talking. And if you're talking more than they are, you're probably taking on too much responsibility for their development and preventing them from taking ownership of their careers. Creating this type of unbalanced conversation requires a particular skill, the ability that you have to ask quality questions. And that's what I really think about when I think about the coaching that Dr. Kirk provided me. She asked and she had an amazing ability to ask quality questions. So what is the goal of the questions when you are asking the questions? You know, thoughtful questions will provoke reflection, insight, ideas, and actions in others. They'll also keep the focus squarely on the employee. They can demonstrate that you respect and value the other person, and they reinforce the shift of ownership for development to the employee. You know, you'll engage in three different types of developmental conversations: hindsight, foresight, and insight.
As a history major, I love hindsight. Your staff members' ability to move forward in their career development is directly related to their self-awareness. Hindsight conversations help staff reflect on where they've been, what they've done, and who they are. These questions help surface what people need to know and understand about themselves to approach their career development in a productive and satisfying way. Hindsight allows employees to develop a clear view of their strengths and skills, what they're good at, values, what's most important to them, interests, what keeps them engaged, dislikes, what they want to avoid, preferences, how they like to work, and weaknesses, what they struggle with. Hindsight conversations are the foundation of career development. As a manager, you can spark thinking, encourage connections, and promote their self-discovery. A few sample questions to begin with include: what have you always been good at naturally? What's always been important to you in life and work? What do you enjoy learning about the most? What do you wish you had more time for? What kind of work have you typically avoided? What aspects of past jobs have you enjoyed most? And what skills do you appreciate in others that you don't always see in yourself? After asking these questions of your staff, then ask, how do these pieces fall together? What picture does this yield for you? What are the commonalities, themes, or connection points? Brian, with your focus on the future and your identification of trends, you're a natural at the next type of developmental conversation, which is foresight.
You're so right. I love envisioning where we're going in the future. These types of conversations can open your staff members' minds to the broader world, the future, organizational issues, trends within higher education, anticipated changes, and the implications of all of these. You know, as a manager, you know the big picture for the organization, for UT, and the trends within higher education that impact your areas. But many employees have little ability or visibility to this information and may not understand its importance. You know, as a leader, you understand the pressures or the other challenges that even more senior level leaders may be facing, or what they're requiring of you and why. But when we don't communicate that and to our other employees who maybe you're asking something of, maybe they don't have the ability to really have that foresight. And so you have the ability to create opportunities for employees to learn about this world around them, the world that will define their career opportunities, including the external challenges and changes. You know, what's going on in the world? What are the changing demographics, the globalization, the economic shifts? Maybe what's policy changes or legal changes within our local, state, or federal environment, and the internal challenges and changes. You know, what's going on with UT? What changes are impacting their work? You know, foresight conversations are best done in a group. Have your team begin gathering information. Maybe you ask them to research issues and engage in direct experiences that help them fully understand changes and challenges. In addition to sprinkling these questions into your group meetings, encourage your staff to conduct informal interviews with individuals. Maybe engage in focused or client stakeholder contact. Maybe they can research important issues or trends, read higher education and industry publications, or listen to podcasts. Maybe they can attend conferences and webinars or attend cross-functional meetings. Then ask your team to share, what are some of the most important things that you learned? And what might these things mean to our field? Or what might these things mean to UT and our department? And how might they affect our services and resources? What do they mean for you, your job, and your career goals?
I've always been inspired when you share this knowledge with me, Brian. The intersection between hindsight and foresight is insight. Insights that are recognized and explored through career conversations with employees can uncover countless possibilities that will help them grow. Here are a few key strategies you can use to foster insight. Meet with your direct reports to discuss their career development plans and encourage them to do the same with their teams. Create programs and activities to foster career development, such as job rotation, cross-training, mentoring, internships, and coaching. Consider providing support and release time for staff professional development. HR policy states supervisors are strongly encouraged to support employees' participation in a minimum of 32 hours of training and development activities per year. And of course, serve as a role model by participating in career and professional development opportunities yourself.
You know, we believe that staff development is best facilitated through brief, regular conversations with your team, where you ask questions that will prompt their reflection and facilitate their own ownership of their career development. We hope that this has been helpful, and now want to share ways that we can support you and your staff in this process. And I'm glad to meet with you individually for leadership coaching on this topic and advancing your development as a leader.
And I'm glad to meet with you and your staff to focus on career development, including having conversations with your supervisor about your career development, developing a plan that will guide your future development, thinking creatively about what's important to you in your life and career, and identifying possibilities for alignment between both, exploring your career development and advancement at UT, and applying for and interviewing for opportunities at UT. You are welcome to schedule meetings with both of us through the UT Knoxville HR website.
And I think that that is great, because how many times have I been meeting with a leader and they talk about career development for their employees or even for themselves, and I end up referring them to you, Nancy?
And vice versa. I often meet with staff who are aspiring leaders, new leaders, are seeking to develop and enhance their leadership skills, and I refer them to you, Brian, and I've heard such great feedback from them about how much you've helped them.
And the same for you. Well, as we wrap up this conversation, are there any other thoughts that you want the listeners to know about when it comes to the value of staff development?
I think it centers around conversations. And as we've said, they don't have to be structured or formal. They definitely don't have to exist just within the bubble of that annual performance review. We're talking about ongoing conversations and informal conversations that show you care and show you're interested in supporting the development of your staff. We know you're listening because you care about your teams and their development. This has been such a great conversation, Brian. I just want to thank you again for inviting me.
Yeah, well, Nancy, it has been great collaborating with you to focus on the staff development and the central role that managers play. You know, I want to remind everybody that when it comes to this topic of career development, what we hear from employees is that it is hard for them to begin the conversation with their managers. But also what we hear from managers, what I hear from leaders, is that they don't know how to start the conversation with their employees. At some point, somebody has to start the conversation. And leaders, I encourage that to be you. You can help open the conversation, but then the conversation can be employee-driven and manager-supported. I hope you have enjoyed this conversation on the Not Another Leadership podcast. If you would like more information on career development or leadership development, you can find a full list of resources that we provide at our website, hr.utk.edu. Career development is under the Current Employee section, and leadership development is located under the Learning and Organizational Development tab. If you would like to recommend a topic to be discussed on the Not Another Leadership podcast, you can do that on our podcast page under the Learning and Organizational Development podcast. Until next time, go Vols.